Hello, I'm Ryan Felsman with a look at the week ahead here in Australia. Most of the focus this week will be on several second-tier indicators. Firstly, on Wednesday, the Australian Bureau of Statistics releases its engineering construction activity for the June quarter. In the March quarter, activity was up on an annualised basis by 14%. And then on Thursday, the Bureau of Statistics releases its finance and wealth publication. And what we've seen, of course, is record wealth levels of about 414,000 occur at the end of last year. But with home prices falling, we've seen those wealth numbers start to decline. And then following that, we also get the latest job vacancies data from the Bureau of Statistics, this time for the 3 months to August. Job vacancies have been around 7.5-year highs. And then on Friday, we get private sector credit data. Investor housing credit has fallen to around 5-year lows on the back of tightening of lending standards and also at the same time, lower demand with home prices falling in Sydney and Melbourne at the same time. Most interest offshore this week will be on the US Federal Reserve, who will announce its monetary policy decision on Wednesday after a 2-day meeting. We're expecting interest rates to rise a further 25 basis points to a target range of 2 to 2.25%. Really, the US economy is going very well at present. Economic growth at 4.2% is around the highest in 4 years. Consumer confidence is the highest in 18 years. The unemployment rate is the lowest in 18 years at 3.9%. And at the same time, inflation, if you look at the Fed's preferred measure, the core personal consumption expenditure deflator, it's now touching the 2% target level. So there's no reason for the US Federal Reserve not to increase interest rates. And of course, Chair Jerome Powell will be providing a press conference at the conclusion of the meeting, which will be widely observed by market participants. Towards the end of the week, we also get Chinese purchasing manager indices. We've seen the Caixin manufacturing index actually fall to around 14-month lows, and new export orders have been weaker at the same time. But a lot of focus will be on those official numbers on Sunday. Thank you.